Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. Hi. Hello?
Hello. Yeah, this is Cyrus.
Oh, hi. Sorry, I beg your pardon. Yes, I'm calling with the S&T, with the S.C. Johnson Family Guard, with Dr. Tanya Altman.
Yeah, we're all set for Dr.
Okay.
Altman. This will be airing today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern.
Today at
1:30
Eastern. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a duration?
Yeah, we're going to follow the suggested, so about 6 or 7 minutes.
Very good. Okay, I'm going to latch you now.
Rough record, Sam.
It was sponsored by some sort of cleaning company. Yes, I'm ready.
Hello, Dr. Altman. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Thank you so much for sharing this information with our audience. Really appreciate it.
Sure.
We're going to go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. But for a radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in to our friends at iHeartRadio and Amazon Music Podcast, we're glad you all could be with us as well. Well, I know for those of you who have kids at home, and, of course, it's always important to make sure that they're learning, but are you also making sure that they have time to play? And do you realize the benefit that can come from them playing safely? Well, that's exactly what our next guest is here to talk to us about when it comes to the benefits of making more time to play, but also how to do it in a safe way. We're excited to welcome Dr. Tanya Altman to our broadcast today. She's going to share with you guys some great tips, some information you may not be thinking about, but also let you know where you can go for more information as well. Dr. Altman, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on, Cyrus.
This is an important topic. I think a lot of times we do focus so much on learning. We don't always think about play as being so important. What is the importance of children having playtime, Dr. Altman?
So play is really essential to a child's development because it contributes to their cognitive, physical, social, and emotional well-being. But it's interesting because since the pandemic, the way that kids play has changed. And there was a large recent study out of the UK of over 20,000 primary school kids that showed since COVID, kids are redefining the way they play, including wanting permission from adults in their life to play and looking for a safe space to do so. And I know that as a mom and a pediatrician, often where kids see adventure and opportunity and they want to explore and touch things, you know, parents, we look at that same place and sometimes we see dirty surfaces and germs and we say, no, don't touch that. And that sort of uncovered this play gap. So that's why I've partnered with the Family Guard brand to launch their Yes Play initiative. It's a program to provide families with resources and tips so they can say yes to play and the moments that matter.
Oh, wow, I love that. We're going to let our audience know, Dr. Altman, where they can go for more information about the initiative. You bring up an interesting point, and that is, of course, a lot of times it is for protection, right? We may think about a place not being the cleanest for our child. So why is it important to have disinfectant on hand then to clean the play area if we want to make sure kids are playing?
Yeah, you know, we want to encourage kids to play and they explore by touching things, sometimes licking and mouthing things. So for play spaces and toys, whether for kids or pets, my go-to disinfectant is the new Family Guard brand disinfectant spray and disinfectant cleaner, as both are formulated to kill 99% of germs when used as directed. And these are really germs that, you know, I don't want in my playroom or my patient's house. But it's also important to know that when you have those little ones that are going to be mouthing toys and licking toys, that you want to rinse everything off with clean water after disinfecting, you know, before you let them go ahead and touch and lick and mouth those items.
Wow, that's a really good tip. I don't think we always think about that, about wiping things off after we disinfect. I love that tip. So I think, you know, that brings up another point then, because we may disinfect an area. Of course, things can happen in the course of time. How often should parents disinfect a children's play area?
Well, I usually like to recommend that families sort of have a regular disinfecting routine, but it's going to depend on your home and how many people are there, how many visitors you have, and if anyone in the house is sick. So I have three boys, for instance, and if someone in the home is sick, I'm going to be disinfecting a few times a day, especially all those commonly touched surfaces like the countertops, the light switches, the faucets, or if we have visitors coming over, because we know that all kids bring germs wherever they go. Yet if it's just my family at home and nobody's sick, you know, then I might lax up on it a little bit and really disinfect a few times a week.
Again, a great tip. And also, you know, that way we can kind of get the kids involved as well. You know, we were talking about the benefits for the kids, Dr. Altman, but what about for us as adults? Can making time for play also benefit us?
Definitely. I mean, play is so important for kids and adults. I think it helps you stay young, right? Just putting your phone away for a period of time a day and really getting down on the ground and exploring and just having fun with your kids. It's an ideal opportunity for parents to engage fully with their children and for kids to engage with others around them. And you don't need to spend a lot of money on fancy toys or a large playroom. Just have a dedicated, clean, safe area, you know, where kids can really be kids.
Love that. Kids being kids, and we all want that, and definitely let them have the opportunity to be able to play, but as you're bringing up here, to be able to do so in a safe way. Again, everyone, Dr. Tonya Altman has been our guest. Talk with us about how you can create a safe playtime for your kids, also the benefits that can come from that. Dr. Altman, you mentioned the initiative earlier. Let our audience know, where can they go for more information?
Yes, so for more information and tips and resources on how to say yes to play with your own kids, please visit FamilyGuardUSA.com.
All right, and we'll link that up on our Facebook page for our radio audience as well as on the podcast side as well. Dr. Altman, thank you for the great work you do and for the time today. Really appreciate it and looking forward to speaking with you again.
Thanks for having me on, Cyrus.
Hey, glad to do it. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live, part of our News You Can Use segment here at WYAD. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. As always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now, let's go make today amazing. Take care.